Logan, I just asked Kalani this and also asked Keelan this, but coming off of the bye week, teams can be flat. What do you see from the guys to ensure that's not going to happen, you know, and making sure everybody's ready to play on Saturday?
I think during this bye week, we've just stayed to the course, stayed to what we've done the previous 5 weeks. We haven't tried to do anything more or less, just focusing on what's been working. And I don't think anybody took this week off. It's been a good bye week. Everyone stayed safe and healthy, so we're ready for this week.
There seems to be a mentality, Logan, I just want to ask you about it, just about this team, about just taking care of business, very workmanlike approach to the game. It's not you don't get too high, you know, you're not getting too relaxed on the bye week. It's just every week is, and we're going to go take care of business. What's it like to be a part of that as a player?
I think that's been one of the biggest things this year, especially coming off last year. Not looking to, you know, any big game, because we take every week as the biggest game of the year. And I think that's something that coach has been really dialed in on us, is to just take each game as, you know, the biggest game and a chance to keep winning. So I think that's been a good focus for us this year. And the team's been bought in on it, and we haven't, you know, looked forward too much. We just look ahead to the next game.
Go ahead, John.
Logan, you look at last year, defensively, you guys had 11 sacks the entire season. This year, 10 sacks through five games as a team. What's really kind of keyed the progression of the defense this year to see such a dramatic jump in sacks and then pressuring the quarterback and getting those big defensive plays?
I think one of the biggest emphasis on this year has been urgency and execution. So I feel like this year, it's nothing new from what we ran last year. We are just more urgent and are able to execute our calls, and that's what happens when we execute. We find success, get into the QB.
Take some more questions from Jay Catch and then Sean Walker.
Logan, you're a former walk-on with this program, as well as you battled back from a knee injury to get to where you're at right now. What's key to all of this? What have you relied upon to get through all of that?
I think I've just been, just like what we've really honed in on this program, is just the process. I think that's something that one of our cat, Tyler Batty, always emphasizes, just elite little things lead to elite process, which brings us to where we're at now as an elite team. So as long as we just keep doing the small little things, I think that's something I've been focusing on as well as many other of my teammates, is just the everyday grind, just practice, off the field, film study, just each day is going to add up to bringing big wins into this program.
How do you feel on a quarterback like Fifita down there at Arizona? He likes to get the ball out of his hands real quick. So what do you guys have to do on the defensive line?
We just got to make sure he stays in front of us. I think something that he finds success in is buying time for our receivers, getting out of the pocket. So I think that's a big key for us, is to keep him in front of us, collapse the pocket, and don't let him get around and extend the plays for too long.
Well, you might have touched on it a little bit, but maybe I can dive a little deeper, because you personally seem to be having a just a really good season. And I think this is roughly your 12th year of college football. No, I think it's only six. But still, just what do you attribute kind of what you've been able to do this year, staying on the field as much as you have, and all of that, to kind of your own sort of, I won't quite call it a breakout year, because that'll probably make you feel a little bit younger than you are, mm-hmm. but What do you kind of attribute your success to this year? Is it just staying hungry, or staying healthy, like you were saying earlier?
Yeah, I think for a lot of my career, I've been bit by that injury bug, so I really haven't had a full season yet. This has been, we've had a really good off season with our strength and conditioning staff. They've got us all healthy. The sports science has been working with which we're following, so I think that's something that's been keeping me on the field. And what I've been able to, you know, progress throughout this year is just the off-season work and how it's coming into fruition throughout the season.
Okay, we'll wrap up with questions from Jay Drew and then Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Logan, I was going to ask you about Fifita and containing him, but you already answered it. So just wanted to ask you about Arizona, the school, the program. What comes to mind playing them? You consider them kind of a quasi-rival since they're in the West and coming into the Big 12?
Just from what I've seen watching them on film and just their previous games, they're a tough team. They play hard. They play physical. And I think that's a good matchup for us this week. We're looking forward to this week just because we know they're going to give us their best shot. And just like every week, we're going to have to come out with ours. And I think that's what I've been noticing about their team so far is that they're a really physical team. They're going to stick to their plan, their game plan. And I think that's going to be on us, especially as a defensive front, to stop that.
When you mentioned, you know, watching the film on Arizona, I'm curious, when did Coach Hill and the defensive staff, you know, kind of dive into Arizona with you guys with last week being a bye week? Was it last Monday? Kind of just maybe the timeline of when you started to really dig into the Wildcats.
Yeah, it was on Monday, actually, after we finished up and wrapped up on our film study of the previous game against Baylor. We dove into Arizona, and we feel like we have a good start on them. Was able to watch them this past weekend, so I think we have a pretty good look at who they are and what they do.
And also wanted to ask you about the, you know, the defensive line you're with, a bunch of, you know, senior leadership on that defensive front. How beneficial is the how much of has just the experience that all you guys have in producing maybe a higher level of results this season?
I think the biggest thing is just a lot more leadership. I think the D-line is able to not only take control of what's happening up front, but especially in the box, that front seven, we're able to just work well with each other. Just because we're all senior, we all have been here for a while, we hold each other to a high standard, so we're not afraid to hold each other accountable after somebody messes up. So I think that's a big thing about this year is everybody just holding each other to a higher standard and just keeping that standard where it's at.
Thank you.